Jazz critic Kevin Whitehead has a review of a new album on the ECM label. ECM is the home of Keith Jarrett's solo piano recitals, icy Scandinavian saxophones, and other refined and restful music. But once in a while, they make an exception.
Tell a jazz fan that Hal Russell's new album is on the ECM label, and they'll probably say, "Yeah, so, who's Hal Russell?" The ones who do know will say, "No, there must be some mistake." '66-year-old Hal Russell's, for want of a better term, avant-garde multi-instrumentalist from Chicago. On his ECM album, The Finnish Swiss Tour, he plays drums, vibes, trumpet, and tenor and soprano saxophones. Each member of his five-piece NRG ensemble plays at least three instruments, from vibes to electric guitar to didgeridoo. Chicago's Black Collective, the AACM, wrote the book on avant-garde jazz multi-instrumentalism, but Russell's not aligned with that or any other movement. He's in the great tradition of American loners like Charles Ives, Harry Parch, and Ezra Pound. With his white beard and weathered but imposing appearance, he even looks like those guys. But Russell's also a consummate showman. On stage, he'll sing through a megaphone as a sideman blows bubbles at him out of a toy sax. Or he'll don a pair of wraparound shades for a trumpet feature that sounds like a parody of 1970s Miles Davis. Russell's onstage antics used to puzzle me. I couldn't reconcile his genial humor and industrial strength music. But after seeing him play a few times last year, including a strange album release party in East Berlin, all the peculiar details suddenly made sense. The trumpets muted by hand, the tributes to Dorothy L'Amour, Fred Astaire, and bandleader Jimmy Lunsford, the singing through a megaphone, and Steve Hunt's flashy drum solos. If I'm right, Russell's running a crackpot version of a 1930s dance band. All the instrument switching conveys the illusion of a larger group. Those old bands always use the popular rhythms of the day, the way the ruthless NRG rhythm section echoes punk and throb metal. And Russell's tune, Raining Violets, harps on a riff more than Glenn Miller's In the Mood did. Obviously, Hal Russell delights in the clunky and the weird, but sometimes his music is surprisingly tender in its own ungainly way. Of course, every dance band needs a change of pace. Dance of the Spider People is as close to the atmospheric ECM sound as these guys get. To be honest, No album can convey the splendor of seeing Hal Russell live. His visual shticks and crotchety stage manner are really funny. But the bitter truth is, if you don't live in Chicago, you won't have many opportunities to see Russell. In that case, his album The Finnish Swiss Tour makes a sweet substitute.
Kevin Whitehead is a freelance writer based in New York.